Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. A criminal defense attorney said that the most frequent question he is asked is, "Why do you defend people you know are guilty?" Normally, he responds that he doesn't consider himself to be a successful attorney, only if his client never sees the inside of a prison. He admitted that most of his clients are guilty of something. However, he went on to say that not every person charged with a crime is treated fairly. Under the law, even criminals have rights. They have rights that are sometimes violated or ignored. The attorney said that his goal is to make sure every person is treated fairly under the law. That way, he can be successful whether his client is found to be innocent or guilty. The Bible describes Jesus as an advocate, someone who, like a lawyer, comes to the defense of someone. And the Bible says that those whom Jesus chooses to defend are those who sin. In other words, he chooses to defend us, individuals who are most certainly guilty of pride, hate, arrogance, greed, and any number of other sins God's law condemns. But he not only defends us, knowing we are guilty of sin, he also does something even the very best criminal defense attorney wouldn't. He volunteers to take our punishment, not by sitting in a prison, but by offering himself as a sacrifice for our sins on a cross. And the reason he did that is to give you rights. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus, you have the God-given right to walk through life knowing you are forgiven. You have the right to be released from the heavy burden of guilt you've been carrying. You have the right to know that God loves you no matter how you have sinned. You have the right to know that you will always have an advocate who will come to your defense and will always win. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for being our advocate. Help us to live today in the judgment of freedom and forgiveness you won for us with your sacrifice on the cross. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.